Hello and welcome to another episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. I'm James.
And I'm Sarah.
And on today's episode, I'm calling in from Indiana, and Sarah is in, I'm assuming,
You're assuming.
oh my God, Nick's house. Wow,
Yes.
my brain, my head just went, forget that person's name. Forget their name. You don't get to know their name right now. Just forget
Right?
it.
Yes, I am at Nick's house. I am watching the Bobercino. You're also watching a dog.
Watching two dogs.
You're watching two dogs.
Yes, Miss Callie, who is a crazy, crazy lady, and then Mr. Trigger, who is scared of his own shadow.
Okay.
And I was very upset because for the first almost full 2 days, anytime I would come within 3 feet of him, he would run away from me.
Oh
And I'm like, that's not how dogs are with me. Dogs love me.
no.
Every dog I've ever met has loved me.
Right. I can't think of a single time that you've met a dog that didn't like you.
Yeah, and it's because, Laura warned me that he doesn't. He's not a huge fan of men because her son would yell at him and kick his cage and hit him and stuff. So he's afraid of men. And that's why she has him, because they were just going to get rid of him. And he was like leaving, staying in a kennel. So she took him, and she has him now. And he, so like literally the first 2 days, he wouldn't, well, almost day and a half, he wouldn't come anywhere near me. Anytime I would walk close to him, he would go running. I tried to give him some turkey. I tried to give him some chicken. I tried to give him anything to come near me, but every time I would get anywhere near him, he would just run away from me. And but then yesterday, he was laying on the back of the couch in the upper living room, because she has like one living room that's up in the like upper part of that. It's not really a split level or anything. There's just a sunken area where it used to be a garage, and one of the last owners changed it into a sitting room or a family room. So it's kind of sunken. But the upper living room has a sofa. He was laying on the back of the sofa. So I grabbed some turkey and I walked over and I sat on the sofa with him and I started petting him and gave him some turkey and he took the turkey and I pet him some more and I just sat there with him for a little bit and just pet him. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to get up and I'm going to go to the bathroom. And I went to the bathroom. And then when I came back, he was down and off the couch. And then I came down to the sunken living room, and I'm just sitting here, and he comes to the stairs and just like looking at me like, what's going on? And I just like went over and I like pat my leg, and he comes over and runs over and jumps up and lays in my lap, and
Aww.
he's been loving me ever since. So he's eaten from me, he's had some treats from me.
The power
The
of nap.
very yeah the very first time like I let him out, I had to like ch not chase him, but kind of like coax him, leave the door standing open, and kind of like walk toward him so he would run towards the door and back into the house. And now it's just like I let him out and then I just call him and he comes back in. So he's warmed up to me, which I'm very happy, because I was like, I can't have a dog not like me. That's not a thing that happens.
Right.
Dogs don't not like me. All dogs
Exactly.
like me.
All dogs like you. I literally cannot think of a single dog that I have been around you and around the dog at the same time and the dog didn't like you. Like, never.
But that's not what we're here to talk about today, although
No,
that's
it's
kind of
not.
what's going on.
Yeah.
What I kind of suggested that we talk about, since it is Pride Month and it's as part of Pride, is discussing, it's called rainbow washing. And have you looked it up? Do you know what it is?
I did not look it up. I took what you said to me in good faith and went with it.
Yeah, so basically it's when a like corporation will basically like paint their or change their like logo to display that they support LGBTQIA rights and initiatives, but then they don't really back it up with any of their own initiatives internally. So they don't have any LGBTQIA plus specific policies that like help make sure that their people aren't LGBTQIA people are discriminated against. They also don't like actively help legislate against anti-LGBTQIA legislation.
Right, they're not using their money to contribute towards the cause.
Yeah, and a lot of, I mean, a lot of them have actually even donated to Republican candidates who actively campaign against LGBTQIA plus initiatives. Right. So when you see things like Coca-Cola or Target or those types of corporations where they change their logo to a rainbow color every June, and then as soon as July comes, they remove it. And they actively give money to anti-LGBTQIA legislators, then that's kind of what we're talking about, and the issue that I wanted to talk about. And the thing that I pulled up a couple of articles, and I'm going to add to the link a YouTube video from, I don't remember where it's from. It is from Power to Fly is what the channel is called. And she just discusses, or this person just discusses, she goes by she, they, discusses what LGBTQ, or what rainbow washing is, and how it harms the community, and then what companies can do. There's also a TikTok that I'll include that kind of has the same thing in it, about like what, no, this isn't what it is.
In line with that, I was going to mention, I remembered what the correct title was of what I had originally asked you when you said rainbow washing. And I was like, is that where celebrities pretend to be gay to make money?
Oh.
And that's called gay baiting.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So I figured we could also include that in today's conversation because it does fall in line with that.
I'm going to share my screen real quick and then let you listen to what I'm talking about. So this is the TikTok video that I was talking about. And it's just, it's funny. So what we're watching is a guy standing, I don't know if the sound was there. It's a guy standing in scrubs and he goes, "Happy Pride Month. This is for the LGBTQIA plus community." And then he takes a balled up piece of paper and throws it into the trash can, and it misses the trash can. So it's kind of like what I was trying to say,
yeah,
what rainbow washing is. It's like it's just a facade. There's not actually any action behind what they're saying,
right? Which also for the audience is different from whitewashing, which is the intentional erasure of people of color from things.
Oh, yeah,
or their history. So like it's not equivalent. Even though it is titled rainbow washing, it is not the erasure of straight people or straight experiences. It's literally the phoniness of capitalist society.
So, and then this article from Fair Planet, so it says, "What is rainbow washing? Put simply, rainbow washing is the practice of using rainbow themed symbolism in branding, advertising, merchandise, or social media ostensibly in solidarity with LGBTQIA plus people during Pride Month, but without active support of LGBTQIA plus people's identities or rights. The term, sometimes also referred to as pink washing, is used to call out organizations or corporations that disingenuously," wow, that's, I've never seen that word written out, "disingenuously use Pride branding for their own gain or to give themselves a deceptive air of liberalism and allyship. It is akin to the term greenwashing, whereby companies claim to be eco-friendly while still performing or supporting environmentally damaging practices or policies." So that's another thing, greenwashing. I think I've heard of that term too.
Also heard of that term.
Yeah, but this is a good article because it talks about how should companies celebrate Pride and how can consumers avoid pinkwashing or rainbow washing traps. It also has some like historical information about what Pride is, the Pride flag, problems with pride or corporate rainbow washing, and then examples of corporate rainbow washing corporations. Why should companies celebrate pride, and then what can consumers do? There's also, and I'm going to add all these into the description of the podcast. There is an article from Forbes that basically talks about what rainbow washing is as well. But it also goes into, like, these are some of the ways that corporations and companies can be actually put some substance to their changing their marketing and stuff like that during Pride Month. So how can they actually put some substance behind their words?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll include those articles, links in the description of the description of the podcast. So basically all it's saying is, like, make sure if you're going to try and get money from the LGBTQIA+ community, you're also putting action into those words, and then you're using that money for something better. So, like, if it is to, like, a portion of the proceeds that month go to GLAAD or the Trevor Project or some project or some organization that actually does actively give back and provide money to LGBTQIA+ initiatives, then that's one of the ways that you as a company can do that.
Essentially, be like Ben and Jerry's.
Although I don't think we can say that anymore, because they fired the CEO that was, like, doing all the pushing for DEI initiatives and those things. Like, they fired him.
I didn't realize that they fired him. I know he got arrested.
No, yeah, they fired him.
Dang. Never mind. Yeah. I take it back.
It was,
I didn't know that he got arrested.
You didn't know that he got fired.
No, I didn't know he got fired. I knew he got arrested. I didn't know
he got arrested. You just told me he got arrested.
My brain. So, as far as, since I am also wanting to bring up gay baiting, let me pull up the.
So when you say gay baiting, are you saying celebrities as in, like, actors? Or are you saying, like, social media influencers? Because I know a lot of it where social media influencers are, like, they do, like, the thirst trap dances and, like, am I gonna kiss my friend?
And it's more like, and it's more than just that. It's also referred to as queer baiting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a marketing technique for fiction and entertainment, but it also, you see it a lot, especially in K-pop. Which is weird, considering how repressed Korea is as far as sexuality goes. But you do see it a lot in K-pop. It's not just for fiction. It's also been turned into a marketing tool where essentially celebrities, people who are influencers, will outwardly perform what they believe to be queerness to get more engagement. But in reality, that they have nothing to do with the community or hold extremely anti-LGBTQ+ views. So, like, an example of that would be Siwon from Super Junior, as far as, like, K-pop goes. Super Junior is a really old band. They debuted in 2005. But there's a lot of performative queer baiting, and Siwon absolutely indulges in that. But in reality, Siwon is an extremely conservative Christian Korean who is very anti-LGBTQ+.
See, that's the part of it I don't understand. And is it, like, that they... See, my thinking probably is that it's less that they... I mean, partially that they do it for money, but also partially because they're hiding something themselves. 'Cause
I would say that that sometimes is the truth.
Yeah.
But a lot of the time, it's not.
Because, I mean, at what point of it is it like, this isn't really that performative when you're basically touching and making out with other men? That's not really performative. That's you actively performing gay acts. I don't understand.
Right. Like, I don't get it either, but I'm just telling you how it is.
Yeah, no, it's like that, the thing that has been really prevalent in the last like 10 or so years, where it's like, no homo. And it's like, okay, I mean, you can be bi, that's fine, but don't like then oppress an actively like out and proud gay man.
Right.
And like, just because you say no homo doesn't mean that you didn't just actively perform an act that is very
homoerotic.
Homosexual. Yeah.
Right. Like, come on now.
I think it's also dangerous for the person, because then it's like, not only are you inviting this attraction from a home, like an LGBTQIA+ person, you're also just like putting this persona out into the world that's who you are, whether it's true or not. Then people that are actively against it could potentially then also harm you.
Right. There seems to be this idea that being part of the LGBTQ+ community is the aesthetic. But like, there's so much more to being queer than an aesthetic.
Yeah.
Like, this is reality for a lot of people. It feels kind of like that same thing of like, it's not a costume. It's not, queerness is not something you can just take off. You know? Like, I am not able to separate my queerness from myself because I am queer. Like, that's just how it is. Like, but then you get somebody over here who's like, oh yes, slay, like, you know, all that stuff, but like, then not being part of the community.
Yeah, I mean, I would say it's like, I think there's that one persona that that actress performed a few years ago that was, I think she was like pretending to be a butter, like worked for a butter company, and she was like, yes, mama, slay the gay, and like she was pretending to be like this the person that like worked for this butter company promoting like their pride sales, and it was hilarious. But now she's on the show Hacks. She's like one of the producers in the show Hacks that works with the two main characters. And then she was just recently on, I want to say it was last season or two seasons ago, she was on Drag Race as a Drag Race, as a judge. And she opens it with, hi gay. And that's how she opens the video. And then she goes into this, we're walk in and play to our sales today or something like that. And it's just like this overly top. And she's 100% being like joking against the people, but she's part of the community. Because I believe she's bisexual, so she's like, she is part of the community. She's just like, she was displaying how ridiculous it is that some straight people see gay people.
Yeah.
And that was the intent behind it. I think a lot of people saw it and they were like, oh, this is just a white straight girl that's making fun of the LGBTQIA+ community. And it was just like, it turned out it wasn't. It was a comedian who was saying, this is how stupid you people look that think that this is how the community is.
Right.
When you put ads like that out to do the rainbow washing portion of it.
Yeah. Like it ties in to like what you're saying. It's just like, instead of being a corporation market, it's an individual market.
Yeah. I don't really understand the whole fascination with like, What if you don't support the community, then why would you, aside from wanting their money, why would you want the attention and the clicks from people of the community? Like, if you don't support it and you have no intention of saying that you do support the LGBTQIA plus community, then all you want is their money. I mean, that's, I think, how you've been talking. Like, you're the power, your money is your power in some ways.
Yes.
Where you just don't support those people. And on TikTok or Instagram or anything like that, you can always say, don't show this to me anymore, or I'm not interested. And that will tell the algorithm not to show you that information anymore. Sometimes does it work? Not really, no. Because I've seen a lot of times when I'll say, don't show me this, or don't show me videos with this, the last creator, and it's still, they still come up in my feed. So a lot of the times what you have to do is actually go in to that person's profile and actively block them if you don't want to see them at all.
Mm-hmm.
And that sucks, because it's like, it's showing that I'm interested in that person's profile, and that's telling the algorithm to look for profiles that are similar to that person. And I'm like, that's not the way I want to do that.
Right.
Because I shouldn't have to go to someone's profile to block them. I should be able to block them from a video. I've never understood that. And I think it's only in TikTok. I think Instagram, you can actually block them from a post or from a video that you're watching or looking at.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can. But like TikTok's weird anyway, because I don't know that we talked about this on here. But I had reported somebody on TikTok for trying to scam me. So I reported the conversation, and they banned me. Like, I wasn't able to send or receive messages, and it was going to have me like that for 2 weeks. And like, so I had to go through this whole process to appeal it, because I was the one who reported it.
Yeah.
But they were saying that I was the one who was the spammer. And I was like, what? What? So, like, TikTok's already a fucking mess anyway, to begin with, so.
Speaking of being reported, our last episode got flagged on YouTube. Because I had the music from Brittany Broski playing.
That makes sense.
So I had to, it just won't let me monetize it, which they're not monetized anyway. But it didn't like it's still actively available on YouTube and it still plays. So it was a copyright strike, and I requested that they review it and say that it's part of like the fair use portion, because we were talking about it. It wasn't just like listening to the song. There was like, we were adding to it. Do I think I played too much of the song? Yes. I should have just played the clip I wanted to talk about, and it would have been like 10 seconds instead of a minute, just over a minute. So that's funny.
Yeah. I got a strike on my YouTube not that long ago for a video I had posted ages ago, like in the early aughts ago. And like, because it had a Katy Perry song, a part of a Katy Perry song in it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I was just like, okay, all right. I'm like, it's okay. it's so weird out here. Everything is so, I don't even know how to explain it. It's just the way everything's going right now. It's just wild. It's just wild.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard about what has passed both the House and the Senate and has gone to the governor's desk here. I'm still doing my best to not be looking at it every day. But I am aware of stuff that is happening. And one of the things that passed the House and the Senate here in Texas is defining gender as binary. So starting September 1st, they'll be requiring all legal documents to state gender assigned at birth. Even if you've transitioned and legally transitioned, basically it's going, they're going to start requiring people to detransition.
I don't understand this country and how, like, how fascists are allowed to flourish as much as they are. That does bring up the today we're recording on June 15th, which is the, oh, is it the 14th? Why did I think it was the 15th?
It's
the 14th. Saturday, June 14th, which is, the military pride parade that they're hosting in DC, which is actually just a, let me talk about how small my penis is, Donald Trump. And there's throughout the United States, there's also a, like, no kings, protest demonstrations going on. And I was actually really shocked because I drove through Greencastle and I just got back from going to get something from the store. And I was like, on the courthouse square, they had several, like, at least 100 people that had signs or were protesting the No Kings Day. Or they were the No Kings protest. And it was really, like, I drove by and I honked my horn and it was interesting to see how many people were out there in a town that is very much conservative, or
very rural.
Yeah. And then as I was driving around and heading back to Laura's house, I saw this truck that was getting ready to drive past them that had a Trump flag. So I rolled my windows down and turned up my music and turned on the Fuck Donald Trump song as I drove by them, and drove by them really slowly.
Love that.
And just like, what do you think you're accomplishing by driving by someone, like, by a protest that's saying, and what are you saying about yourself that you're brainwashed enough to say, I support what he's doing, I support everything he's doing? Like, that's dangerous. Insane.
Like, if anybody is listening to this and you are wondering, like, how people can think like this, really all you have to do is look back and think about 1942 Germany. Like, the 1930s through all the way up into World War II, all you have to do is look at the timeline and look at how regular, everyday people get brainwashed into these things, because they're thinking of this mentality of us versus them.
Yeah.
They're not thinking of, we're all in this together.
And that's, yeah. And that's the other thing that I was like, I hate coming back to the state, because it's so, the amount of people that just listen to whatever someone is saying and don't actually look up the actual facts of what that person is saying and whether it is true or not, or whether there is an ounce of actual facts based behind what they're saying,
right,
baffles me. And makes me not want to come back to this day ever. But it's also, like, yesterday, my dad and I and my grandmother went to breakfast. And I was sitting there eating. And I was just minding my own business, eating and talking to my family. And these people behind me were talking very loudly. And they were talking about how California should just secede. And they have so much debt that they can't. If they did, it would be a big disaster. I was like, do you realize that California has one of the largest GDPs in the world? They're not just the fifth. The nation. Yeah.
Yeah, they're the fifth leading GDP in the world.
It's like the only reason, one of the main reasons the United States has such a good GDP is because of California.
Yeah.
And I was just like, the fact that when you look at it and you look, like, I saw something the other day that was like how much money people from California get back from the government based on how much they put into it, and it's less than a dollar. Like, for every dollar that they put into the government, the average day person in California gets less than a dollar back. So they're not putting back. And then if you look at, like, states like Oklahoma and states like Indiana, it's like $2 or $3. So they're getting 2 or 3 times more money than they've given to the national, like, the government. So it's like frustrating when I hear people talk like that. And I'm like, I can't just sit. And I was like, I looked at my dad and I was like, I need to go. I'm going to go pay. And then I'm going to go sit in my car. You guys can finish your food, whatever. But I was like, I need to get away from this person because I can't sit and listen to someone. He was like, well, why are you eavesdropping? I'm like, I'm not eavesdropping. I'm just listening. This person is talking way too loudly about shit that they don't understand. Right. And I can't just listen to it because they're wrong and they don't know what they're talking about. Like, I can't just sit here and not listen and listen to it. And then we went and I took my grandmother back home and I walked in, and on her TV, there's one of those little like $2 bills or something like that had Donald Trump's face on it, where her husband had bought and paid for like some Donald Trump memorabilia because he's insane and stupid. I cannot stand that man. And I cannot wait for him to die. And that's not something that you should ever say, but I've never liked him. And he's always been so aggressive and so, like, he won't let her vote however she wants to vote. She has to vote however he does. It's like that type of mentality. And I'm like, I don't understand why, one, she stays with that man, because he's borderline useless. He's an idiot and doesn't think for himself and is just completely negative. And this state is less and less appealing to me.
I don't even know how to explain it, because yes, there are huge sections of Texas that are very anti-queer people, anti-immigration, which is wild to me, because what do you mean you're anti-immigration when the majority of your population is made up of immigrants?
Yeah.
Not just Mexican immigrants, but like there's a huge portion of Korean immigrants here from the Korean War. There's a huge population of Polish people and German people. Like, there's a part of Texas that still speaks what is known as Texas German. Like, they don't speak English. They speak Texas German. Like, what do you mean? What do you mean?
Like, yeah, it doesn't make sense.
But then the other thing too is this whole Christianity mentality of, you know, oh, well, we're doing this because we want to keep this a godly nation. And it's just like, bro, we were not founded on Christianity. We were founded on freedom of religion. That was one of the things, like, that was one of the things that the founding fathers, if you want to talk about the founding fathers, really pushed for, was freedom of religion and no religion in the
government.
In the government, thank you. Like James Madison, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, three of the big ones. Like, they literally, that's what they wrote about, was how there should be a separation of church and state, how everybody should have the ability to worship how they want. Like, but here now we're going to start requiring a prayer hour in public schools. And they continue to try to put the Ten Commandments in places. So I wrote the governor.
And we're back. We had to make a unscheduled stop because Sarah had to quickly evacuate where she was recording from.
Yes, I'm now back home. Ha ha.
I was just saying, I messaged and I said you should have had them chime in on the conversation, because I'm sure they have something to say about rainbow washing and queer baiting.
I'm sure that they would, but they were both tired from traveling, so I don't think they would have felt up to being impromptu guests.
Well, to hell with them then.
Oh, anyhow, I'll have to send you the link for a TikTok that I was watching that talked about all the things that have been happening in Texas as far as what has and has not been passed.
Speaking of politics, did you hear what just happened recently in Minnesota?
What happened in Minnesota?
Two Democratic lawmakers were gunned down at their house.
No, I did not hear that.
And right now, the person that did it is still at large. I don't know if one of them died. And last I saw, the other one was still in critical condition. But like it was 100% politically motivated because they just got elected recently to their positions. And they were shot and attacked at their house. And I just saw a press conference where someone in like a official capacity, either sheriff or something like that, was telling people not to attend the No Kings protest because of the danger that's kind of currently happening right now with what's going on, because the person that did the shooting was still at large. And it's like, that's one of the reasons people should be attending the protest.
Right. Melissa Hortman was killed.
Yeah.
John Hoffman was wounded.
And Tim Walz came and talked about like how it was 100% politically motivated, and it was Democratic lawmakers that were duly elected to their positions. So it's very insane.
And her husband was killed.
Yeah, her husband, and then the other person is still in critical condition, last I saw.
Yeah, they're cautiously optimistic that they'll survive.
So that happened just this morning or late last night that they were attacked. This world is insane right now, and I don't understand why people are okay with it being the way that it is.
I don't understand either, but I also don't understand. And I've asked this multiple times, but nobody can seem to give me a good answer. It's all made up anyway. Yeah. We've literally, like all these systems and everything, we made them up. So why can't we change them? Yeah. It's all made up anyway. So like, why did we choose for it to be made this way?
Yeah. I think people like it this way some people prefer it this way because it makes them feel more empowered and more in control. And the thing that I've been saying recently, when people post something about getting rid of gay marriage, and it's like, so the issue is you don't want gay people getting married, but the problem is you don't want them to do a religious marriage, which is not the same as a marriage, because religion is not the same thing as marriage. Marriage has completely changed, and it's not just a life partnership. Like, it's a contract now. Like, the only thing that you're pushing against is the definition of religious marriage, which if that's what you want to push against, then sure, we can say a religious marriage can only be between one man and one woman. I still don't think that's okay, because there are some gay people that are very religious still. I don't really understand how. You can be religious and be gay, but that's a completely different conversation. But the issue you have is with the fact that people are performing religious marriages between two men or two women. And like, that's your religion. That's your thing. You can't tell other people what to do just because of your religion. And if you want to define religious marriage that way, sure, that's fine. But you can't define marriage that way, because it's no longer specifically for a religion, because all religions, there's some form of marriage. Even in no religions, there's marriage. Like, right. That's what marriage is. It's a contract, a commitment between one person, two people, two consenting adults. That's a marriage that says that they will be faithful, honor, and make like pay for everything that they do is like combined, and they're theirs together. That's what a marriage is. Like, going forward, anything that they buy, anything that they purchase, anything like that is shared between the two of them. That's a marriage. So when something happens, you dissolve your marriage, you have to split up those assets. That's all legal. Everything around that is all legal. It has nothing to do with religion. So you can't say that marriage is between one man and one woman.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think I remember us talking about that in one of our last episodes. But it just, I don't.
I have a problem with people using declarative statements. Like, it drives me nuts, because you can't just say that. Like, you can't say a declarative blanket statement and have it be like, there's always, it's always going to be partially false or partially untrue when you make a declarative statement like that. There's no existence or example that you can say, here's a declarative statement that is 100% true. Like, there just isn't, because there's always going to be differing opinions, and every person's opinion is valid. Whether it is necessary, that's a different conversation. Most of the time, a lot of people's opinions aren't really necessary, and they don't really need to be added to the conversation if they're not included in the conversation to begin with. And then, what was the other thing I was going to say? I don't remember, it slipped my mind. Oh, I do know. So we talked last week about pride flags, and we didn't talk about the straight ally flag, or the ally flag. And I feel like I want to a little bit, and partially because I want to clarify that I don't think there's a need to have like allies lifted up. I think what the flag is meant to do is to show that when there are people around that are in the LGBTQIA plus community, the people living at that house are allies and friendly, and it's a safe place for them to have a conversation and to be who they are. So I understand the need to like fly a flag that talks about that. And it's like, it's saying, I'm not part of the community, but I uplift you and you're safe with me type of thing. Is it necessary that there's a straight ally flag? No, because they could just fly a pride flag. But I do understand the concept behind it, and the fact that it's showing someone that doesn't feel safe that person is a safe person. That's kind of why they've also designed the Safe With Me merch that is a rainbow flag and just says like Safe With Me, so that people can see, oh, if I feel uncomfortable or if I feel unsafe, this person is a person I can go to have a conversation. I think that's kind of the same vein as the ally flag to me.
I mean, yeah, I can see that. But I feel like allies should be known more by all of their other actions rather than just a flag.
Yeah, which I think to me, it goes back to that video that I was telling you about that I think I sent to you and Sam, where it's like people going to, like someone going to an interview and being super uncomfortable because they didn't know how the company was, which to me, honestly, I don't know that I would understand why you would interview for a company when you don't do any research on them to begin with. But they went into an interview, and the person that was interviewing them like sat down and they started talking, and then they like unbuttoned their suit jacket, and there was like a rainbow thing, and the person, you could see the wave of relaxation come across them. I think that's kind of like the intent of the ally flag to me. That's how I see it. Whether it's like, again, whether it's necessary, can't you just fly or put regular rainbow flags or the rainbow colors right on yours? I don't think it's necessary, but I understand the kind of concept and the reason behind it. And like in that list, we could tell it wasn't up with all the other ones. It was at the very end, because it doesn't matter as much as the pride flag and the reasoning behind the pride flag and what it means to the community and what it's supposed to do and support and show in the community.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, that's kind of like that's the reasoning behind it, and that's why it makes sense to have it. But then again, it's like, again, it's not really necessary to have
right.
it.
Like, it's not the most important thing going on right now.
Yeah.
I'm tired of all this bullshit.
I'm tired of this, Grandpa. That's such a stupid meme. Do you know what that's from?
I think it's from Holes, isn't it?
Yes, that is what that is from.
I have not seen Holes in so long.
Yeah, I don't know that I've watched it since I stopped working at Movie Gallery.
Dang.
No, that's 2009.
That was a long, long time ago.
2009, yeah.
Dang.
Dang. Well, we jumped back on. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
No, I don't think so.
Do you have anything fun planned for this weekend?
Not particularly. Like, tomorrow's Father's Day. So I'm probably gonna just chill and be sad and miss my dad.
You know, I didn't even realize that it was Father's Day whenever I was planning on coming back. But then when I got here, as I was, I don't know if it was as I was driving or before I left, I was like, oh, it's going to be Father's Day when I'm there. I wonder if they're going to be doing something. I haven't heard anything. Like, my aunt messaged me and I asked her if she wanted to go get dinner one day this week or this while I'm here. And she said, yeah. And she said something about they're having something on Sunday, I think. Sunday you can come. Yeah, Father's Day. They're doing a cookout, but she didn't really say when or where.
Weird.
So I'm going to message my father later and see if he found anything out. I didn't get him anything for Father's Day. I guess my presence is present enough.
There you go.
My face is enough for you to be happy.
There we go. Yeah, I'm not doing anything really fantastic. This morning, I did pretty much the most exciting thing that I was going to be doing this weekend, which was this morning I replanted our beefsteak tomatoes because they had overgrown what we had them in.
I am not a huge fan of tomatoes.
I'm also not a huge fan of tomatoes, but they are very good for sauces and things like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, but anyway.
That's true.
I hope that you enjoy your dog sitting.
So far it's been not too bad. I need to figure out something with food, because like I've just been eating like lunch meat sandwiches, because I need to like actually like figure something out, because it's not sustainable and that's not all I want to eat. So I need to go to the grocery store and like plan something out. I'm realizing now that I've been doing those prepared meals, or we've been doing it for like a month or so now, I don't have to think about getting any food and making food, because we just do Blue Apron.
Oh yeah.
So I'm gonna go to the store probably tomorrow or Monday and figure something out for it. Well, I should probably go tomorrow, because I need to get something to take to the cookout. I might get like potato salad or something to take to the cookout, and then just find something else out to eat.
Smart.
Well, would you like to call it a podcast?
Yeah, I think we can call it a podcast.
Well, thank you for listening to this week's episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. If you'd like this episode, please give us a like, comment. Don't forget to follow or subscribe. You can follow us. Oh, wow, that was bad. You can follow us on social media. Our handle everywhere is at Now About That Pod. So we don't come up in the search, then we're not on that platform. If there's something you would like us to discuss on the podcast, feel free to email us at nowaboutthatpod@gmail.com. You could also reach us on our website, www.nowaboutthatproductions.com. Or you can call and send us a text call and leave us a voicemail, or send us a text message. Our phone number is 765-557-4170. Thanks again for listening, and we hope you had a great week since we're coming out on Monday. And if you celebrated Father's Day, have a good Father's Day. I hope you had a good Father's Day and you got to see your papa.
Yes.
That was gross. And Sarah, enjoy the rest of your weekend.
You too. Be safe out there.
You too.
I'm gonna do my best.
Bye, everybody. Bye.